first up on the list, I have Rain Watt.
I got ink in my eyes, and I'm staring through the frost in a window, and I'm trying to work out what is going on. How do I know where I am if I don't know where I've been? I've been taking some time, and I'm looking at the past like a textbook, and I'm trying to get past all of the gaps. How do I know where I am if I don't know where I've been? Yeah, I'm starting to feel like I'm missing out. Yeah, I'm starting to
Now, the listeners, the Narine listeners, I want to make this clear. You losers are lucky nobody can get immunity twice in a row, because this song is also amazing. It's rare that I'll put songs directly onto my iTunes playlist from a Songfight or a Narine or a Spintunes, but this time around, both Vowel Sounds, obviously, and Rain Watt went right on there immediately. You know, this is fantastic from start to finish. And I especially love that little bit that hops into the falsetto in the singing, where she just kind of jumps up there at some point. It's very...
Yeah, it's very Radiohead, yeah, is what I have in my notes.
Yeah, Jeff Rosenstock does it too. And you know I'm a Rosenstock head, or yeah, whatever they call those.
Like on Starting to Feel, where that octave jump happens.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really good there.
Wonderful, wonderful. So good. Yeah.
I love that line, all the pages are blank other than the one with the pictures.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
The lyrics are wonderful.
Great
she's
lines.
Like, it's like when we did some of our Narine songs, when we did Fingers Crossed, you were kind of disappointed because we'd done such a great song on something where we could have just done Armpit Farts and entered that. And I kind of feel that with this, like, why are you doing such amazing work when you have immunity? Because this is fantastic. So, yeah.
Life is too short to write crappy songs, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I love her voice. She can really convey feeling. And I thought it was just because it was issues that she was really passionate about. But I think she's just good at conveying feeling with her voice. Yeah. Like, she can stress it to cracking without sounding hokey. And yeah, it's used sparingly here. Some of the other songs, there may have been a question if she was maybe perhaps leaning on it a bit too much. But here I feel like perfect balance was achieved, and it's used just to add that really sweet emphasis. Rachel Lane was good at that too, just holding back, using it sparingly. So I was really pleased with that. Another thing I wanted to mention is that somehow Rain found her way to the Songfight IRC channel, which is a weird corner of the internet that consists of me, Ujian Hunter, Mike Lamb, Justin, Signboy, and that's pretty much it. It's weird that she found her way there. I couldn't even find on the site where it even talked about the IRC channel. But if anyone else wants to join us on this weird little corner of the internet, you can go to irc.mibit.net, port 6667, hashtag Songfight. Point your IRC client, and I'm sure you all have IRC clients, right? Point them there. You can hang out with all of us there.
I don't understand any of those words that you said.
Yeah.
Is Mibit a thing that people know about, or do you have to specify whether it's an M or an N, or does that not matter?
MIBBIT.net.
Okay.
It's just a weird little Songfight thing. That's where I met Mike Lamb and Ujian Hunter. Yeah, so now Rain is there too. So we're all hanging out and talking about you on IRC, so join us.
Cool.